I am excited to say that we have the best thing that's ever come out of Durban. His name is Nico Lawrence, and he's brought a whole horde of people into the studio today, and they are the folks from Smoke Train. Welcome to the studio, guys. Nice to have you on Chai FM.
Thank you. Hello. Thanks.
So, tell me, you were born in Durban.
Yes.
And then you went big and went to PE for a bit.
No, what happened was I went to Port Shepson.
Oh, hectic. Okay, yeah. Even bigger, right?
Yeah, and I was in business. I wasn't actually a musician, and my factory burned down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we lost basically everything. We were here, I think it was in 4 years ago.
What kind of stuff did you make?
We're doing plastic pellets. We're doing recycling.
Okay.
And I came up to look for a job in Joburg. I was not even a musician. You know, I could just about tickle it. And Edenvale took me in. And, you know, I've started playing the guitar. That's the only thing I had left was my guitar, and the music has kicked off.
So did the Smoke label come from the factory, or?
To be honest with you, I hated that name. I was given it from the first band I played for when I got to Edenvale.
Right.
They said your guitar got a smoky sound or feel or whatever. So okay. I said, guys, please, you can give me any nickname, but don't give me Smoke. I didn't want to tell them, because Smoke to me represented pain.
Right, yeah.
You know? However, fast forward 4 years later, and Smoke actually represents hope. And that's the message I talk about. I'm the happiest man living.
Well, you can always change it to vape if you like. It's very cool these days. It's all about that. So, yeah. So talk to me about some of the music that you make. So I see a lot of guitars. You've schlepped in a drums. It's quite a palaver. What is the vibe around your music?
Okay, we basically write about challenges that we're having in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Lots to write about.
Okay. We're blues-based band. Mm-hmm. However, the music, you know, when you write it, you can't really choose the baby. The baby come out fair, it'll come out dark, it'll come out, you know. And we just play it. As long as it's got a positive message, you know. And, yeah, we've got some interesting tracks, like Load Shedding in Edenvale. I think we've done that. We've done that on in your show.
That's it, Coraline. You guys don't have so much load shedding. It's fine. Tell me, blues music, does it have a big following here? Do people enjoy that style? I mean, we've got such eclectic music in this country, but you don't always think of blues as being one of the things that are part of our cacophony.
Yeah, blues is taking over. Mm-hmm. You know, there's I think, especially with the challenges we're having, somewhere deep down, you know, people are longing for that sound. I mean, people that come and watch us playing, we get very young crowds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you can't believe it when you see it. Wow, the youngsters are dancing to the blues. We're definitely part of the forefront. I think the front runners with this thing. We're pushing quite a lot of blues. I mean, you'll be pop up everywhere. You'll find us on the streets. You'll find us just pushing the blues, man.
And where did you find the rest of the guys from your band? Did you?
The gentleman, Craig, definitely one of the best on the harp, you
right.
know.
He's a harpist.
That's
amazing.
He's crazy, absolutely phenomenal. I met him about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
And since then I've got very cray, but a very good player. And Kerry, we've played jammed at Kerry quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I think we met Kerry about a month ago, and we invited Kerry to come because we needed. He was the solid. We had a couple of bassists who were a bit flimsy, but we needed someone who's going to be rock solid, and Kelly's got all the
solid
experience.
Solid bass. Yeah. Okay, good.
Sally's is the brains behind the band. I always say he's the craziest. He's more crazier than me. As I come up with all these big, bright ideas, and I run it past him, and he never puts the handbrake. He puts accelerator. So that's why it's going very well.
Okay, well, you know, there is an invasion from the East Rand, so we might as well listen to what they have to say. What are you going to be playing for us today?
We're going to play our first numbers called The Poor Man's Blues.
Okay.
It's a guy who's not working. Something about that.
28% of the population of
South
Africa,
washing
right?
dishes and actually being the housewife in a very challenging time. You know, as you listen to the song, I like the effect it has on the guys. I'm one of those guys. You know, I wrote the song in that position of pity and da 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 da. And however, it gives off such a positive, or you have that laugh afterwards. You know, it's really blues.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's get on it. I'm keen to hear what it is. A blues musician in South Africa. I think. Cantering down the Karoo has to be one of them. I'm sure is going to come at some point, right, guys? If you've already taken the whole load shedding vibe, Do you have a whole album devoted to Zuma, just out of interest?
We've got
Jump Status. Fantastic. Okay, well, guys, thank you. Take it away. Let's hear what it's about.
gonna play you. I'm gonna play you. I'm gonna play you. The poor man's blues.
Woo! Very, very nice. Solid vibes coming in on the studio today. If you weren't sure what you were listening to on Chai FM, that wasn't our normal Shweki or anything like that. That was the Smoke Train Band playing Edenvale Blues, which I suppose is a good way to get blues if you have to live in Edenvale. We got some SMSs coming in here, guys. People loving the sounds on the show today. Someone, his name is Benjamin, I promise it wasn't me, I didn't send it, saying that slow music you can always tell the men from the boys with the slow tunes. So that's very, very cool. Did I hear some Eric Clapton in there? It sounded like there was a bit of influence.
Yeah, definitely influenced. Yeah, definitely, yeah. One of my guys who influenced
me. You can hear it on the guitar. It's very impressive. Eh? Very, very nice. What kind of places do you play in? I mean, a band like this, is it up on stage? Is it really good inside a bar on a Saturday night? What's your best way to produce the music?
Bro, it's a very hard question because, honestly speaking, where we get the most thrill is playing on the street.
Right.
You know, we're playing at the Blues International Festival, which is very cool. You know, there are some serious venues we play at. But for some reason, personally, I honestly enjoy playing on the street. You get an honest energy from the guys who don't know you, don't really want to know you. They chuck a 20 cents in and they keep walking, or they enjoy it. You know, it's.
But where in South Africa can you even do that? You know, it's like if you go overseas, you kind of think of places where I might see street musicians. You know, where is it that you go to be out there in public?
Okay, the main three places is Melville.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Maboneng.
Yeah,
and it was at Soweto. And everywhere in Edenvale, every street in Edenvale.
Everywhere in Edenvale, I'm absolutely sure. Yeah. And what would you say is the kind of state of the art scene at the moment in terms of South Africa? Are you seeing a lot of new and interesting stuff coming out? I mean, I guess the South African Blues Band is, you know, it's on the forefront, right? Yeah. Are you bumping into that kind of creative energy in South Africa at the moment?
Yes, definitely. There's quite a lot of blues artists that have been coming. We actually had a place called the Blues Lounge 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had to close it because of winter. And it was very interesting because there's a lot of guys trapped in genres that they actually don't really want to play, but because, you know, there's no market to actually, or platform for the blues, so the guys are playing different genres, you know. So we have actually been trying to, Selwyn and myself have been trying to set up a blues house where we can actually start getting blues musos, you know.
In and listening to it. Because I guess on the face of it, someone might say, well, it's not African music, or it's not South African music. Yeah. But it is a great genre, as you clearly can demonstrate from the sound, that you can actually bring in themes and sounds and lyrics that speak to a South African audience.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Definitely. Very, very cool. Yeah. Are you going to be playing us something else?
Yes, we're going to play you Mr. Politician Man. That's
Mr.
very
Politician.
African.
That's very African.
Very KZN. That's very KZN. I'm actually getting goosebumps talking about it.
Hey, Mr. Politician Man.
Let's talk about KZN, my brother. I feel like crying.
Okay, yeah. That's, don't get assassinated while doing it. Right?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to listen now to Mr. Politician Man. This from the Smoke Band. Smoke Train Band. Sorry, I keep getting that wrong. I apologize. And let us know what you think. If you are a blues connoisseur, if you are in the traffic and trying to get past the taxi and you want to do it smoothly, we're definitely there to help. SMS line 34519. WhatsApp's 061-895-1019. We're very, very happy to hear from you. And now let's listen to Hey... Not hey, I'm busy adding lyrics here. Mr. Politician Man. And we have a few of them, and we're going to have a few more with the elections coming up. It's going to be a popular song. I can feel it already. Thank you. Mr. Politician Man with the Smoke Train Band. Guys, thank you so much for coming into studio. It's been really amazing having you. And where can people pick up, you know, if they want to see where you're playing gigs and all that kind of stuff? You know, where can they find you? Where can they download you? All that's important, important info. The deets, you know what I mean?
Yes. You can catch us on Facebook, the Smoke Train Band. Smoke Train Band. There's also Smoke the Guitarist. That's my personal page. And if you want to, for bookings, we can give you our number, 074-243-2224.
Well, there you go. Guys, thank you so much. Best of luck. Say hello to Eden Invale for us.
Oh, we will.
And when you have a new song, let us know. Okay. We'll put you in on High FM.